This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has struck back at Iran, according to three Reuters sources. Iranian state media reported early on Friday its forces had destroyed drones days after Iran fired hundreds of drones into Israel in retaliation for the attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus in Syria. Reuters correspondent Lila Davies reports.
Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian on Thursday had told the United Nations Security Council that Israel should refrain from any action.
The Islamic Republic of Iran will not hesitate a bit to assert its inherent right to give a decisive and proper response to it, to make the regime regret its actions.
Israel had warned it was going to retaliate against Iran's April 13th missile and drone attack. Numerous countries had earned restraint, concerned that any retaliation could spark a broader conflict in the region. Iran's president has said the country would deliver a severe response to any attack on its territory.
Reuters correspondent Lila Davies. The United States told the group of seven foreign ministers it received last-minute information from Israel about a drone action in Iran, Italy's foreign minister said. Italy's foreign minister, who chaired the meeting of ministers of industrialized countries, said the United States provided the information at a Friday morning session that was changed at the last minute to address the suspected attack. Iran's president called a recent missile and drone strike against Israel a source of pride and power for his country on Friday. Ibrahim Raisi said this operation became a sign of the power of the Islamic Republic and its armed forces. It also showed the steely determination of our nation. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force is claiming it shot down a Russian strategic bomber, but Moscow officials say the plane crashed on Friday in a sparsely populated area due to a malfunction after a combat mission. Meanwhile, officials say Russian missiles struck cities in the central Dnipro region of Ukraine, killing eight people, including a 14-year-old girl, an 8-year-old boy, and injuring 28. The Russian attack hit urban areas as well as train infrastructure. The world's largest election began on Friday with nearly a billion voters in India in a poll set to last 7 weeks. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The vote sees Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoping to clinch a historic third term in office. He's called his first two terms appetizers, with the main course served in the third. Modi has campaigned for more growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. His Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, faces an alliance of 24 opposition parties, which promises to fight discrimination and to save democratic institutions from what they say is Modi's dictatorial rule. His government and party face criticism they discriminate against India's 200 million minority Muslims to please their hardline Hindu base, which they deny.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Lawyers in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial on Thursday selected 12 jurors in a case stemming from a hush money payment to a porn star. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Lawyers for the defense and the prosecution must still select alternate jurors for the trial, the first ever in which a former U.S. president is the defendant. Judge Juan Merchan said opening statements could take place as early as Monday. Trump's outsized public presence created unique problems during the jury selection process. Roughly half of the nearly 200 jurors screened in heavily Democratic Manhattan were dismissed after saying they could not assess the evidence impartially. Trump's criticism of witnesses, prosecutors, the judge, and their relatives in this case prompted Merchan to expand an existing gag order earlier this month. However, an indignant Trump continued to rail against the trial as he left court for the day on Thursday, calling it, quote, very unfair and displaying a stack of news reports he said agreed with him.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. San Francisco is the latest U.S. city preparing to receive a pair of pandas from China in a continuation of Beijing's famed panda diplomacy. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced the panda loan in Beijing on Friday, alongside officials from China Wildlife Conservation Association. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.